The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution of Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, Atlantis, Paradise Island, White Cares Fashion Center, The Alley Gowak, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Today we have several issues to discuss. We're going to try to navigate them as clearly as we can. All right. So, firstly, let us examine what Minister of Health Renward Wells is now saying is the cause of the spike in COVID-19 cases. By the way, just for your edification, let me explain to you, as of July 20th, Tuesday, yesterday, where we are. We had 95 newly confirmed cases, 77 on New Providence, 4 on Exuma, 4 on Luthra, 2 in Bimini and Katki, 7 on Grand Bahama, 1 in Abaco. 95. Okay? One day. We now have 92 people in hospital, 13 of whom are in the intensive care unit. Okay? We have a test positivity rate of about 40%. And we have so far listed 274 COVID-19 deaths. So we're not in a good place, all right? Now, our health minister is stating that the rise in cases is likely due to Independence Day gatherings. Okay. Now, I'm pretty certain we're going to have an election here shortly, but if at all possible, could Dr. Dwayne Sands please come back and be our Minister of Health? Somebody has to save us from this, because he does not know what he's talking about. I'm afraid now, right? You're scaring me, right? There was concern, there was worry. Now there's fright. I'm frightened by what's coming out of your mouth, particularly in that you have no data to back it up that you have presented to us. You're blaming us again, not the 12 million tourists you let in without tests that you keep bragging about, who were vaccinated. Not them, us. It's us that has caused this. Okay. Now, oh, by the way, the PAHO director now says the pandemic's not over for the unvaccinated. So yesterday you were sending me articles about the CDC director saying it. now saying that it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated because Minnis said it, which is stupid, and what she said was stupid. And now the PAHO director is saying that none of that's the case, that no, the pandemic's not over for anybody until it's over for everybody. You see now why I don't just listen to these people speaking and just take it at face value. Okay, Renwood Wells doesn't know what he's talking about. And so in order for me to navigate this, clearly let me first read the editorial of the Nassau Guardian. All right? I didn't write this, but it encapsulates where I want to go with this. It's called Dereliction and Insensibility. Before I read this, let me say this. I'll pick up a copy of today's Nassau Guardian and read Candide Ames' National Review, State of Disarray, right? And I not only do I want you to read it because it's well-written and well-thought-out, but I want you to see how she talks about these people and then how you complain about me talking about these people. She doesn't hold anything back. I try to be giving folk the benefit of the doubt. She ain't even pretending, right? I know how this is going to go. I'm going to tell you what someone said, and I'm going to explain to you why it doesn't make any sense, and you're going to get angry at me or say I'm pro a different political party because you know it doesn't make any sense. You just don't want anyone to say it, right? Instead of getting mad at the people who say the things that don't make any sense, you're going to get mad at me. That's fine. I expect it. It irritates me at times, but it is par for the course. Dereliction and insensibility. It says daily COVID-19 positivity rates, case numbers, and hospitalizations point to an out-of-control spread of the virus on New Providence, with spikes on several other islands whose triggers have yet to be disclosed by government through its Ministry of Health. Since the start of the third wave in March, as many as 94 confirmed COVID deaths have been reported, which represents just over one-third of the country's total confirmed deaths having occurred over a four-month period. Monday's positivity rate came in at 43%. And the day's total of 83 hospitalized COVID patients has not been seen since late September. Again, we're now at 92. When the country's devastating second wave was weeks away from charting 122 hospitalizations. When 122 hospitalizations were reported on October 23rd, the country had a higher healthcare system capacity for COVID patients, and 9% of hospitalized patients were in intensive care at the time. As of Monday, 16% of hospitalized patients were in ICU amidst a shortage of critical care nurses that is undoubtedly having a dangerous impact on the delivery of life-saving patient care for critically ill COVID and non-COVID patients. Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis's imprudent statement this week about there being two pandemics in the Bahamas does not merit detailed response. But his insistence that vaccination is the country's only answer in the pandemic, while having only secured sufficient doses to fully vaccinate around 10% of adults thus far, speaks to inexpiable delinquency. Officials close to the vaccination effort privately bemoan the government's failure to capitalize early on opportunities to secure adequate supplies of COVID-19 vaccines. As one regional example, Barbados's early diplomatic outreach to India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi culminated in that country receiving the largest share, 100,000 doses, of India's over 500,000 AstraZeneca doses donated to CARICOM countries. Barbados, which has fully vaccinated close to 26% of its population, is also administering China's Sinopharm vaccine. Minnis's incredulous announcement of his government's desire to engage cruise ships to take Bahamian stateside to be vaccinated, it's a plan riddled with unanswered questions. It is also an embarrassing testament to the administration's territorialism, which has blocked private sector initiatives to secure vaccines, and to its laggard diplomatic approach to getting a leg up on worldwide demand. Never shy of demonstrating a stubborn detachment from the facts, Health Minister Renwood Wells yesterday incautiously blamed the country's surge, which has lasted for months, on Bahamians celebrating independence last week. It is unsurprising that Wells would scapegoat the Bahamian people for worsening the third wave, since a highly probable contributor thereto lies squarely at the feet of the competent authority once again. When in April the government announced a lifting of testing requirements for fully vaccinated travelers, we warned that this decision was putting the Bahamas, with its low vaccination rate, at untenable risk. It was a warning also issued by senior healthcare professionals, since COVID vaccines do not stop infection or transmission. Tourism is our number one industry. The government's number one priority ought to be safeguarding the public and the country's healthcare system. International arrivals and domestic travel are on the increase, and many of our guests are observed not wearing masks or practicing social distancing. Worldwide, COVID variants now account for the majority of all breakthrough cases in those who are fully vaccinated. The Delta variant now accounts for 83% of new sequence cases in the United States, and our largest tourism market of Florida is among states leading that country's Delta variant surge. In England, 46% of Delta variant deaths occurred in those fully vaccinated, according to Public Health England's most recent technical briefing. Israel's Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, said of the Pfizer vaccine's effectiveness in his country's Delta surge, "We do not know exactly to what degree the vaccine helps, but it is significantly less." It took 2 months for the impact of travel protocol changes last July to result in surges of daily cases at and in excess of 100. 2 months after this year's protocol change, the country is now on a similar trajectory. Refusing to learn from deadly past mistakes in this pandemic is not only insensible, but a gross dereliction of duty. So what we're seeing now is just very strange to me. Again, I'm frightened by the lack of science that is backing up these wild claims. You claim that you claim that the rise in COVID cases is due to independence gatherings over the holiday weekend. What data do you have to support that we should believe you? You have given us no indication of what your contact tracing reveals. You said you had beefed it up. We haven't gotten anything about it in weeks and weeks. You have no idea where this stuff is coming from, as far as I'm aware, but yet you blithely blame it on Bahamian independence celebrations. When you are the one, you and the Prime Minister said that we could have independence with the vaccines. You need to go back to the drawing board with this. Now the Prime Minister is saying that he's going to announce in short order possible new health protocols to deal with the rise in COVID cases. All right. I tell you what, let's do this. I want you to have this election, all right? We need to start fresh with a fresh mandate. If it's you at the helm, you know, that's not my cup of tea, you per se, but you need a fresh mandate, because this, what we're seeing, is nonsense. The doctors' union is saying that the Minister of Health is not being genuine about the state of the healthcare system, that there's a shortage of nurses, a shortage of doctors. The Consultant Physician Staff Association is saying that they're not being communicated with. The Nurses Association is saying that they're not being communicated with. I've not seen in my lifetime all the doctors and all the nurses, just about, have this level of open acrimony with a government. I have not. Not even when the nurses' strike happened under Ingram, and that had possibly something to do with Cleola Hamilton being there. But I've not seen this before. You are in need of a fresh mandate. So whatever health protocols you're going to have, make sure that we do have an election. And here's what a fresh mandate will do, even if you win, right? It'll help you to understand that you cannot treat the Bahamian people as if they are stupid, right? It's really ridiculous that you continue to say things to us that have no bearing in facts or reality. Prove to me that these independence celebrations you speak of, because I didn't see any independence celebrations on New Providence, prove to me that these independence celebrations you speak of 10 days ago have led to 92 people being hospitalized with COVID-19. Hell, prove that to me, right? We've gone to a place now where we're just trafficking in fiction. If you want to have the election, and let's move forward. My greatest fear is the schools not reopening. That's my greatest personal fear, all right? We have got to learn to live with COVID-19, but we've got to be honest about what is happening around us. You've been blaming Bahamians for over a year now for the spread of COVID-19 in the Bahamas. And it must stop unless you have data to prove it. All right. Dr. Duane Sands, could you please, please, please be Prime Minister? This is unacceptable. Right? It's completely unacceptable. And you know it is. It says, Juan, why do y'all come with the same song and dance that the health minister's opinion? So what? After every holiday this year, we had a spike. We do what we want to tear a young black man down. Like, well, get from around here about tear a young black man down. We all young black men. Tear him down. Do your job properly, young black man. Talking foolishness. If he was a white man, I'd have said it. Or a whatever color man talking garbage. Anyway, McCartney, the poor fellow doesn't know what the time of day is. What's going on with this virus? Him and his competent authority. God help us. Tear young black man down. Jesus web. That's what y'all got now. That's all you got left. Tear young black man down. Are they not all black men? It says, you know what was the most weird thing I've ever seen? The day I read the statement that PMH was at capacity. It came out of nowhere. We had no warning that there was even a hospital uptick that bad. Then poof, and not a single word from Minister Yagler or Wells. Yep. This says, on July 5th, I texted Dwight and said it's starting. He got upset. Told Chester he wasn't reading my text. Still love you, Dwight. You and Juan are the best. I said the exponential spike will be in 2 weeks. How did I know that? I read it and I watched data. The data is clear. It's the tourists. Do we stop them coming in? No. Adjust the rules for entry and their behavior. That would be my suggestion. All right? We do need the United States visitors, yes. However, it is dangerous to not require them to have tests if they are vaccinated. All right? And as much as the CDC director went top, but it's a pandemic, the unvaccinated. Riddle me this, CDC director, right? Remember she burst out in tears last lap? Riddle me this, CDC director, if it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, do vaccinated U.S. citizens enter the United States without taking a COVID-19 test? No. So what are you saying? Let's go to a call. Y'all about young black man. I you know why I come here every day? Because I want to hear the latest excuse. Terry, who's the white man that we're supposed to be tearing down? Who's Minister of Health? What the hell are you talking about? Come with the same song and dance. You're the Minister of Health, and you're saying that we, the Bahamians, are to blame for a spike in COVID-19 cases without any data. And you've allowed tens of thousands of tourists in here without tests, but we are to blame. And we must do what? Just go, okay, because Wells said it? You've lost your mind. All right? Stop saying stupid things, and we'll stop calling them stupid. This says, one good day. How many persons were cited during the Independence Day holiday, according to the police? Show us the statistics and stop talking off the top of your head. Says, good day, Juan. Before vaccines, we in the Bahamas and the so-called fully vaccinated were allowed to come here without testing. We was doing well with low numbers. The government need to remove the travel visa and test everyone upon arrival, whether it's PCR or antigen. Yeah, I think that the testing protocol has to change for the tourists. We like you. We want you to come. But at the very least, you should have a rapid antigen negative test result. Good afternoon, Juan. I was just saying after the news clip that the health minister lives off the cuff, and as those young nurses demonstrated outside Parliament a few weeks ago, and he refused to talk to them, it is evident that he has no interaction with health officials. This says, shame on you, Juan. Haven't you realized that Minister Wells is a company man that simply does not understand the difference between campaigning and governance? I mean, I need him to get serious about this, all right? I need him to be serious about it. It's not a joke, right? Now, COVID-19 is dangerous. It's not going to wipe us all off the face of the earth, and I'm going to talk about it in a little bit, but I need him to be serious about it. One of the things that I thought yesterday, right, when you were telling me about the CDC director and the pandemic of the unvaccinated, and I started looking at these reports coming out about, now they're saying you need a booster shot for Johnson & Johnson because it doesn't protect against the Delta variant, and it's just vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. And yes, vaccines can control the spread of infectious disease. That has been proven. However, I don't know that these vaccines will do that in as rapid a fashion as is needed, all right? So my question arises, right, you're doctors, yes? You're scientists. You're into treatment and research. This is the foundation of medicine. Probing questions, trying things. Right. So, have we stopped along the line of actually trying to figure out how to treat COVID-19 and or cure it? Because I'm hearing vaccine, 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 but I want to know what else you guys are doing. Because the amount of money they threw at the vaccine research pales in comparison to the amount of money they've done with the treatment research and the cure research. I'll go through some of what's out there that they're looking at now, but I really do need the health minister to be serious about this. This ain't no joke. I'm talking about no young black man. I don't know that. This ain't no game. You understand? What you're talking about is blaming Bahamians and limiting our civil liberties because you say we did something wrong. So show us what we did wrong. This one regarding your view indicated yesterday on Dr. Minnis' administration potentially having to raise taxes. Let me help you. As Labor Director John Pinder had to do on your Monday show regarding this election candidacy and the issue of general orders. Okay, so Dr. Minnis may not have to raise taxes. The tourism industry keeps rebounding at the rate and pace. Minister of Tourism Vincent D'Aguilar and his tourism team are attaining and achieving again such impressive record-breaking tourism results as they did pre-Hurricane Dorian, and the economy expands and tax base expands, so try to be objective at least. I was objective, quite very much so. Give Dr. Minnis and high-performing tourism minister the benefit of the doubt. They may not necessarily be new taxes. I think you may need to do something of a crash course lesson in economics. You need to do a crash course lesson in basic economics. You have record-breaking tourism numbers, I'm sorry. You show me some data that says that we are going to hit all our revenue targets, because I don't even know what the monthly revenue targets are. We're hearing him go, oh, we've beat revenue expectations. What are your revenue expectations? You haven't revealed to me what your revenue expectations are on a month-by-month basis. So explain it to me. You need to understand basic economics, all right? Because I understand it clearly. And you need to understand what's going on in the actual world in order to understand why the taxes are coming. And not only do I believe taxes will be raised, you need to go tell the economists who believe taxes will be raised that they need to go get a crash course in basic economics. You people are lost. Okay? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
To
yes, good afternoon.
Yes. Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How's it going?
Yes, sir. You know, Mr. Cockney, what I believe is that, you know, you're saying that F&M needs a mandate, a new mandate,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
I say to you that all of our governments, they need the demands of the people. See, the demands of the people is our mandate. So, but the problem is, right, like Minister said, it was the people's time. Rich people. I mean, it was demands from a particular class of people, you see? So we need a mandate. We need our government to promise us something. We need to ask the government, tell the government what we need, and they must say that, yes, they will do it for us. Not the demands of a particular crew, a set of people, the particular media, so people in the media, or it's the demands of collective people, you see? That's our issue, sir. Thank you.
Okay. A few more texts. And we're going to go through some of the treatments that are happening. Because what sparked my interest was, I hear vaccine, 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 and that's fine, right? I'm vaccinated. So I want to understand what's going on with the treatment course. Because you keep saying vaccine, booster shot, this and that, and you don't know what impacts what variant, you understand? So, like, what else is going on? In case that doesn't all work out. So someone being given a citation doesn't mean that they have COVID. This says, seems like your show is all, one, it's sickening now to listen to your show. Seems like your show is all about the Prime Minister and the F&M government. Do you have a topic the Bahamian people can listen to? You must be paid really well by the PLP. Mm-hmm, yeah. I gotcha. There's a button on your radio, right? And you could turn it off, right? I'm not going to stop holding the current administration accountable because you're uncomfortable with the truth. You're just going to have to dislike the truth, all right? And if that means you dislike me for telling the truth, then I really don't care, all right? But go ahead, waste your data sending me messages. Hey, Juan, for the past few weeks, we have had a steady rise in COVID cases, and the Minister of Health is just going to meet with the health team today to see what suggestions they have, and they will take it under consideration. Well, all along, they were saying they're following the health team's information. This is unbelievable. I wish the PLP would pay me. I really do. Give me something to do, right? You could pay me to not do the show. I'll do that. I'll just stay home. It says the healthcare system is on life support. This economy is going to stall as new lockdowns will most likely happen. Dark days are here as variant spikes are occurring globally. It says, finally, Dr. Dwayne Sands needs to be PM. Alas, he says it. You got to win if you want to be leader, so Papa says. LOL. Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. The abbreviation for the Bahamas is BS, and it seems a certain administration took that as a direct challenge. We are being taken for lazy fools. It says, Juan, we don't need the tourists to come spend money because Minas wants to spend it sending Bahamians back to Florida to get vaccinated. Pure stupidity. Right, and I'm supposed to... You're going to herd thousands of unvaccinated people onto cruise ships, which have been proven to be super spreaders of COVID-19 and ship them to Florida to get vaccinated. I see. Now, I would think that we have enough Bahamians with roots in Florida to speak to the governor of Florida, the mayors of cities in Florida, to source vaccines that their people are not taking up and bring them here. But you want to herd people on a cruise ship. He says that, and I'm supposed to make that make sense. The leader of the country says that, and I'm supposed to make it make sense. And it tears you apart that I'm explaining that that makes no sense. All right? Says one in the second wave, the hospital had 112 persons. So how are we at capacity with less than 100 persons? We have less capacity now than we did. Says, whatever happened to updates and press conferences by the health officials, people took it more serious than all, what's it? People took it more serious than all Minas and Wells can do is look you dead in the eye and make up stories to fit their needs. Anyway, let me go get online now for my vaccine cruise to Florida. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Really well, thank you, sir.
Excellent.
First of all, I'd like to take back a comment I made a couple of days ago. I think I was saying give the Prime Minister the benefit of the doubt with regard to the two types of pandemics, you know? Well, I actually heard the clip afterwards, and I even look at the meaning of the word pandemic. So for that reason, I've taken it back because I don't really believe in the different waves of the vaccine. Because I believe it's still I believe it's a rolling, like on the sea, when the wave's rolling. Mm-hmm. I think it's all rolling. But I don't know, think about this one pandemic and two pandemics and all these pandemics. Now, regarding the cruise ship, I suppose, this one again, I'm going out on a limb again. I suppose they may give the people the PCR testing or whatever testing that is needed to get them on the ship. And for that reason, someone was asking, and several persons asked, including myself, you know, we were thinking of it, that why don't we have testing free just because the vaccine is free? I normally listen to the international news a lot, BBC and some of the American news. And we know that England has opened up. People wait until midnight to go partying and clubbing and all whatnot, even though they're having a Delta strain and increased virus. So this whole thing is a really tough situation. I have a question for you. I've seen a lot because I follow your program. I have a question for you. Was it you that said we need Dr. Sands, or is it callers that are asking for Dr. Sands?
I'm asking for Dr. Sands to
because
come.
I want to submit that even with no mandates or Dr. Sands or any one individual, see, I think as a country we have been so stuck on a personality, or even good, how good ever the person, even if you have one neurosurgeon or one this or one that, we are so good on the individual. I believe that after a year or so, things will go wrong again. So we need to get away from.
Mind you, I don't believe that Dr. Sands coming back is going to quash the pandemic, you know, or automatically drive any cases down. I'm saying that at least when he speaks with sense and has data and facts. This man does not.
Okay, I would agree with you even publicly. But I want to say something as well. In an organization, right, when you pit one person against the other, it sometimes causes a little bit of friction or unnecessary chaos. So I think putting Dr. Spine out in the spotlight like that or pushing him forward may cause a little rift in the F&M party. So I'm begging you, man, don't push him up like that, man.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, yes,
man.
Sir.
All right, let's take a break. And we'll be back on the other side. It says, hi, Juan. Don't pay them idiots no mind. You do your job and you do it professionally. Best journalist in the Bahamas. Keep safe. Thank you. I mean, I said at the beginning of it, you're going to be angry at me because I'm pointing out that people who you support politically are not operating with sense. And you saying every day my show is about politics. Yes, most days recently my show is about politics because there are politics. Because politics is in the air, because that's what you put out there, right? So it's independent celebrations that have Bahamians with a rise in COVID cases, not the tourists, not your consistent door-to-door political campaigning. It's independent celebrations. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Allego is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Allego and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAllego.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Allego is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAllego.com. That's ShopAllego.com to list your business for free today.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
At Wendy's, spicy means Wendy's spicy. Unlike the other guys, our spicy activates all your senses. For a taste of Wendy's spicy, try the new Chipotle Crunch Cheeseburger made with fresh beef or the new Chipotle Crunch Chicken Sandwich, both with delicious crispy jalapenos, Chipotle aioli, cheddar cheese sauce, and much more. Taste the Wendy's spice in every bite of irresistible Chipotle Crunch Top Fries too. Stop it today for the flavor you crave. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. This is Juan. Are you able to play the voice clip where Minister Wells blame Bahamians for this spike? Am I able to play the voice? It's been on the news all day. Why do you need me to play it for you? It's in the newspaper. It's everywhere. It's not something that's you got to go search really hard to find. This says, one, because our healthcare systems have never seen or have been challenged this way is the reason you hear all this acrimonious complaint. We, the people, don't want to play our part on the scale reducing COVID along with our need for tourism. What did we expect? One, while you may feel the health minister isn't serious about COVID, that doesn't mean you're right, bro. I mean, he's not serious about anything that I can see. I can't take it seriously when you're not explain to me what data you have that informs these accusations you're making against the Bahamian people. It says, hey, one, I guess the Prime Minister and the Minister of Health feel if they can create enough confusion in the minds of the people, they can win an election. I can't believe Dr. Minnis could be so clueless and claims to be a scientist. Wells is off the chain. Not sure where he got his info from. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
You want?
Hi, good afternoon.
Okay, thank you. Much the same. What I want to ask, first, I have a comment, and I want to ask you a question. The comment is, Bahamians be either for or against. They don't slip and slide all over the place, if you know Bahamians, or if anybody know Bahamians. My question to you is, the people that goes in the House of Assembly, the pension, how's that go about? Explain that to me, please.
Explain what to you?
those people would get pension that goes in the House of Assembly.
It's 8 years, I believe.
Say it again?
You have to be in the House for 8 years to get your pension.
You have to be 8 years.
Yeah.
Everybody, anybody.
As if you're an MP, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Says there's a lot of legit data out there related to breakthrough infections and even deaths, but the PM is just parroting the CDC director. Do your own research, people. Look past the WhatsApp messages and the first two links on Google. Use DuckDuckGo search for more balanced results. On the other side of this hour, we're going to talk about treatments for COVID-19. It says, good day, Juan. Are the non-vaccinated people allowed to vote? And if we vote for the FNM, are we, the non-vaccinated, still in the pandemic? I don't know, man. If you look up the definition of the word pandemic, it's pretty clear that some people can't be in the pandemic and out of the pandemic. Hey, Juan, how are we proving the incoming tourists are indeed vaccinated? They got the card. Says, listen, I listened to that report and was baffled, like WTH. Then he can say 3, 5, 10 days like he's guessing. And I agree, all kind of tourists coming into this country, where is it reported to have the Delta strain? Where it is reported to have the Delta strain and they're not being tested? What do you expect? Sucking my teeth. I was too annoyed listening to that interview, but I was happy to hear how he thinks because I would never have guessed how foolish he was. Says, tell me, Juan, how many tourists are in the hospital sick with COVID? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Why is that germane to what we're speaking about? I'm not saying that tourists are getting sick with COVID. I'm saying that everybody and their dog who has a brain knows that vaccinated people can transmit COVID-19. I believe it's something like 60% of U.S. adults are fully vaccinated, right? Great for them. However, more than 90% of Bahamians are not. It doesn't matter if the tourists are getting sick. It matters if the tourists are transmitting the virus. I don't know that they are. I don't know what's happening because nobody's presented any data. Says LOL, Juan, who let the FNM attack dogs out? It's fine. It's fine. I got this last election. I got worse than this, right? Because, you know, Christie and them were so terrible. And the PLPs just couldn't take it. And they just couldn't want to hear the truth. And the best thing for them was to have lost so that they could freshen up, you know, their ranks. I don't know that they won't be terrible again. I don't know if it's possible to be as terrible as they were again after going through what they went. But this is par for the course. You're going to attack me. I patiently explained this before I started speaking. You're going to be mad at me because the people out there who are supposed to be dealing with the pandemic are not making any sense. This says, Juan McCartney, it's a sad day when a whole government supports a lie and not one of them will speak. It's worse than you think when Mr. Wells can say these things. Why is he still in office? Like you said, this is crazy. Says, we are between a rock and a hard place. Any government elected will be faced with huge challenges. Brace yourself. It's going to be a difficult ride. Get the firewood. Don't expect relief anytime soon. Our great-great-grandchildren will be stuck with this load. Yeah, it's going to be rough. No matter who. Good day, Juan. My mind is already made up. I'll vote again when I see the following implemented. Fixed election date. Fixed term limit for PM. Freedom of Information Act. Campaign finance reform. This says, one, the government's to blame for the count going up to the number one industry and playing games with a person's life. Says, hey, Juan, cruise vaccinations make sense to me. That is how I will get to escape into the U.S. My ride could be waiting. Then I hope they pass no voter ID laws so I could vote for the Democrats and get a $15 an hour job. Okay. Says, hi, Juan. The problem is vaccinations are low because the whole idea is so controversial. I believe that therapeutics outside of vaccination can manage the COVID issue. Why get vaccinated if it does not stop the spread or prevent getting COVID? Anyway, by appointing a civil engineer as your health minister to give medical advice instead of a qualified health professional is a big part of the problem with health management in this country. If I'm going on a plane to a destination, the baggage handler tells me the plane is in good shape for flying instead of the pilot, I would be very concerned. Yeah. I have a problem with him being an engineer, you know. That's not the problem. The problem is you're not making sense to me. All right? And it's critical that you make sense and this confusion is not bred through the words you speak. Says, good afternoon, Juan. I don't follow the U.S. stats. I follow the U.K. stats on COVID-19. They're more transparent and track much more. Says, Juan McCartney, you guys as journalists are spin doctors. You spin the narrative. You complain when COVID-19 is low and when it's high. What narrative am I spinning? I'm telling you this man's words and that they don't make sense. Now, if you don't like the media all of a sudden, then that's on you. Again, this is not my first rodeo. I've been through this before, right? People who have said the vilest things about me, who were PLP supporters in the run-up to the last election, are just extremely congratulatory now that I continue to speak truth to power. That's what we do. Now, you don't like it, and you're afraid that your party's going to lose an election, but here's the thing. I don't care. All right. I don't care if the FNM wins or loses. I don't care if the PLP wins or loses. The challenges confronting us are not going to change. Hey, one, in the words of Bono Tino, these fellas weird, bro. From the politicians to the party supporters, they strange. Their actions really alarm me. Anyway, you think that Florida COVID crew is going to have good food on it? Yeah, I don't even know anymore what's happening. We got to take a break. We're going to talk about COVID treatments. I find this interesting when we come back on the other side.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
Allego is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Allego and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAllego.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Allego is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAllego.com, that's ShopAllego.com, to list your business for free today.
If you think you can't afford to dress to impress or replace those utensils or maybe even upgrade your household appliances, then you don't know YCare's Fashion Center. With 3 locations to serve you, YCare's Fashion Center features the things you need or want, all at a price that you can afford. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., YCare's Fashion Center also has the island's largest jean collection. Put the fun back in shopping and visit your favorite YCare's location today, where you can afford to look good.
We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution. I'm Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking, Renward Wells, just baffling comments about the source of the spike. No one even bothers to address us anymore about what is happening. It's just odd to me. A lot of y'all don't like it when I point out the flaws in what these guys are saying. These people are running the country. If you want to stick your head in the sand and just be led in any manner whatsoever, then you do that. It says, good afternoon, Juan. I work in the hotel and guests are not wearing masks. And when you ask them to put their mask on, you don't want to know what they say. And at times they become physical. Really? It's a great show as usual. Brave wants to be PM. I hope he knows what he's getting himself into, because we aim to complain. If he do good, we'll complain. If he do bad, we'll complain. If he do nothing good or bad, we will worse complain. Listen, we're going to have soon here some of the candidates, I expect, appearing, paid appearances on the various shows, and we're going to ask them about their plans moving forward, the FNN and the PLP, but it's going to be a rocky road for whoever's there. This says, one, I'm a supporter of the FNN and not the PLP. While I don't always agree with your viewpoints, I have the greatest respect for your level of intellect, and your commentary is welcome because it lights a continuous fire for ensuring things are right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I can deal with respectful disagreement. All right? Says, what was that caller talking about? What the heck does the party have to do with it? If Dr. Sands is a better person, there should be loud calls for him. Wells would just have to acknowledge that people want someone else in whom they have confidence. That's just how life is. That is how life is. Good afternoon, Juan. Great show. LBT warned us about this PM. We, however, called her ambitious and selfish. We, the undecided voters in the last election, owe her an apology, and Papa owes the undecided voters in the last election an apology for his endorsement of this PM. Listen, I want the Prime Minister to do well, all right? I want the Prime Minister to be successful and achieve great things for the Bahamas. I'm just not going to sit around and not critically analyze what he's saying, because I want him to be a success. I believe this will help, perhaps, right? And Renward Wells will stop, maybe, after being excoriated in different forums for his comments. Stop just saying things that he makes up on the spot, clearly. Says, there's already a rift in the FNM party. That caller needs to take his blinders off so he can clearly see what's going on. Juan, is there any truth, basis in research, that taking the vaccine makes the immune system sluggish and dependent on further vaccines to be able to fight off COVID? I've seen a number of clips that seem to be coming from news stations that have stated that the antibodies produced from the vaccine dominate the immune system and wipe out natural antibodies and retard the immune system from being able to fight off COVID naturally. Can you shed any light on this? I've heard that, but I don't have any data right now to share with you about that, but I will try to note that and look into that. Good day, Juan. You're acting like they ever used data during this entire pandemic. I need you to stop acting like you don't know they're making things up as they go. Effective immediately. Good afternoon, Juan. All human beings don't always behave like that. It's what they are. Man, some folks will always come huffing and puffing at you to support others in any foolish thing that they may say or do. Stay anchored, man, and move as you will. Appreciate you. Okay. Let's talk COVID treatments, right? Because we got this thing. All right. All right. Listen, I am not anti-vaccine. I am vaccinated. All right? Not because I'm scared of COVID, but still. All right? Do I mind disclosing which vaccine? It's AstraZeneca, right there at Loyola Hall, right? But I don't know, at the rate at which the variants are occurring, that vaccination alone should be the focus, particularly with vaccines that are still in clinical trials. All right? Now, I think that you're going to have to start looking at the data that's out there and the treatments that are available and using a combination of prevention, which is vaccination, which is strengthening your immune system, which is, you know, trying to stay in shape, and treatment. All right. Now, there is something to be said that a vaccine is sort of a treatment because you get less sick if you're vaccinated, and in most cases, if you catch COVID. All right. But I'm talking other types of treatment. So this is from a report from June 23rd. By BBC News. Coronavirus cure, what progress are we making on treatments? This says, as COVID vaccines are rolled out across the world, a number of drugs are being tested as treatments for people who already have the disease. Many of these are existing drugs that are being trialed against the virus. What work is being done to find treatments? The UK is running the world's largest clinical trial called Recovery, involving more than 12,000 patients. It is one of the few trials to have given a definitive view on which drugs do and do not work. The World Health Organization is running the Solidarity Trial to assess promising treatments in countries around the world. The University of Oxford's Principal Trial is looking for medicines which could help people recover from COVID symptoms at home. Multiple pharmaceutical companies are also running trials of their own drugs. There are three broad approaches being investigated. The first, antiviral drugs that directly affect the coronavirus's ability to thrive inside the body. The second, drugs that calm the immune system. Severe COVID-19 is caused by patients' immune systems overreacting and damaging the body. Third, antibodies that can target the virus taken from either survivor's blood plasma or made in a lab. It is possible that different drugs will work better at different stages, such as antivirals at the beginning and immune drugs in late-stage diseases. Combinations of therapies will also be investigated. Let's go through some of them. Steroid treatments. The steroid dexamethasone has been shown to cut the risk of death by a third for patients on ventilators and by a fifth for those on oxygen. Further data suggests another steroid, hydrocortisone, is equally effective too. Both calm down inflammation in the body, which can become damaging in severe cases. Crucially, dexamethasone is also cheap, which means it could be used all around the world. However, the drug does not work on people with milder symptoms. A steroid drug commonly used to treat asthma called budesonide has been shown to help vulnerable people with early COVID symptoms recover more quickly at home. After encouraging early trial results, the National Health Service says it can now be prescribed by general practitioners as an inhaler. Regeneron. The company Regeneron has developed a potent intravenous infusion of two types of antibody cloned in a lab, which is designed to bind to the COVID virus and stop it infecting cells and replicating. The monoclonal antibody treatment is designed for patients who have failed to make their own natural antibodies to fight the virus and who often experience the most severe symptoms. After a trial of nearly 10,000 patients, the researchers have calculated that it could help 1 in 3 severe COVID sufferers and potentially save the lives of 6 out of every 100 people who qualify to receive it. The treatment is given alongside dexamethasone. All right. Tocilizumab and sarilumab. Researchers have reported encouraging results from two anti-inflammatory medications, tocilizumab and sarilumab. In a trial carried out in 6 different countries, including the UK, with about 800 intensive care patients, the drugs reduced the number of deaths from 36% to 27%. The UK's recovery study also found tocilizumab added to the life-saving effects of dexamethasone. Tocilizumab and sarilumab dampen down inflammation, which can go into overdrive, in COVID patients, damaging the lungs and other organs. Doctors give them to a COVID patient who, despite receiving dexamethasone, is still deteriorating and needs intensive care. The research findings have not yet been peer-reviewed or published in a medical journal. Interferon beta. Interferon beta, a protein which the body produces when it gets a viral infection, is at the center of a large trial in the UK. It's being given to hospitalized COVID patients in the form of a spray which is inhaled. It's hoped this will stimulate the immune system, priming cells to be ready to fight off viruses. Early findings suggest the drug, which is normally used for treating multiple sclerosis, could cut the odds of a COVID patient in hospital developing severe disease, such as requiring ventilation, by almost 80%. Okay? Early findings of interferon beta trials, all right, suggest that the drug could cut the odds of a COVID patient in hospital developing severe disease, such as requiring ventilation, by almost 80%. All right? What other drugs have been trialed? Remdesivir is an antiviral drug originally developed to treat Ebola that showed promising early results. However, in October 2020, the World Health Organization advised that it appeared to have little or no effect on hospitalized COVID in terms of death rates, lengths of stay in hospital, or seriousness of illness. Another drug being assessed by the principal trial is ivermectin, which is commonly used to treat a wide range of parasitic diseases such as river blindness. It has controversially been promoted for use across Latin America and in South Africa, despite little hard evidence so far that it works. However, the UK is studying the effects of ivermectin treatments on COVID as we speak. Can malaria drugs stop coronavirus? Chloroquine and the related drug hydroxychloroquine may have antiviral and immune-calming properties. The drugs were thrust into the spotlight as potential coronavirus therapies, largely because of claims made by President Donald Trump and because early laboratory tests showed they could inhibit the coronavirus. However, the UK's recovery trial found that hydroxychloroquine does not work as a treatment for COVID-19, and the World Health Organization has stopped trialing the drug. All right? Can survivors' blood treat coronavirus? People who survive an infection should have antibodies in their blood that can attack the virus. Blood plasma, the part which contains the antibodies, can be extracted from those who've recovered and then given to sick patients as convalescent plasma. It was hoped transfusing seriously ill patients with the plasma could give struggling immune systems a helping hand, but a trial in hospital patients found using blood plasma does not reduce deaths or improve outcomes for those in intensive care. However, international trials are continuing to examine if plasma might help much earlier in the disease before people get to hospital. Blood plasma is still being collected in the UK. The US Food and Drug Administration has given emergency authorization for the use of plasma to treat coronavirus patients based on promising results from early trials, although some experts say it's too soon to know how effective the treatment is. Why do we need treatments as well as vaccines? While vaccines can stop people from contracting COVID and becoming seriously ill, treatments will still be needed for those who already have it. Now, I disagree with the vaccines are going to stop. It reduces your risk of contracting it, but it doesn't stop it. Having an effective treatment would, in essence, make coronavirus a milder disease. if it stopped people from needing hospital treatment or stopped those admitted to the hospital from needing ventilation, then there would be less risk of hospitals and intensive care units being overwhelmed. So again, the thrust of all this originally was to ensure that the public health system did not become overwhelmed, so those who got sick could be treated properly, and those who needed treatment could still have access to it. Our public health system is now overwhelmed. You're blaming us for that. I want you to understand the severity of your implication, right? And I want you to take it more seriously. People are dying. And you're saying it's collectively our fault that they're dead without any data to back it up. Understand the implications of what it is you're saying. Treat this with some seriousness. It says, hi, if you want some facts on the pandemic, follow Senator Rand Paul in the USA. Juan, I love the show today. It's a virus. Nobody knows where it's transmitted, when it's transmitted. Do you know the exact moment when the flu was caught? Menace, had a messed up government, then had a hurricane, and now COVID. We're all doomed if we don't hurry escape from this pandemic. Juan, do you think Renward could get someone to fix the vaccination appointment site? It ain't working. All I get is no clinic available on New Providence. For New Providence, what's going on? What's going on is there's a shortage of vaccines. That's what's going on. Now, Princess Margaret Hospital is no longer testing patients for COVID-19. You have to go to a clinic and get a private test in order to be admitted to a ward of Princess Margaret Hospital, or you have to sleep in the A&E until you can actually get the COVID test result, right? So we're in a serious place. This says, one that caller said, don't say Sand should BPM because it'll cause a split in the FNM, but glad to say Chester should be leader of the PLP. These FNMs are idiots. Okay. Juan, the woman kidnapped four boys and she got probation. While this fellow was fined for going to the pump, the other for barking coconuts. Our courts are dangerous. Yeah, I don't get that one. Okay, so I don't get that one. She's admitted to kidnapping people's children. Now, I'm not going to get into what all was going through the judge's head, but I will say this. I don't think a man who kidnapped little girls would have gotten probation. I can't say for certain, but I do not see if a man was kidnapping little girls. I have a 5-year-old daughter. If there was a man out there who took my 5-year-old daughter and dropped her off hours later at the dump, I don't know that I would be satisfied that he got probation. Now, I understand that this lady has some mental health challenges, okay? And I get that, you know, you don't want to use prison as a remedy for all your ills in society. However, what this lady did is dangerous, all right? I really, really think, at the very least, she should have been committed to a mental institution. All right? I don't get it. It's really... And here's what she says. She thanks the court and says, hopefully this 3 years goes by quickly and I won't be provoked to get into any other situations. Who provoked you to steal someone's child other than that the child was there? What are you saying? That alone, when she said that, if she said that to me in court and I was a judge, I'd be like, you know what? You just say, let me just go ahead and commit you, right? Because it don't sound like that you really understand what the severity of what you did. All right? So, yeah. Swan, didn't the news report say it was part of a plea deal? Yeah, it was a plea deal. Yeah. It says, perhaps we should all see the probation report before commenting further. I mean, I don't need to see no probation report. I'm saying she stole people's children. If you have children who are young, you would understand the terror at just the thought of someone taking your child. But to have actually taken people's children on numerous occasions and admitted to it, I don't get the probation thing. That's just me. All right? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Thank God for life, for sure. And good afternoon to your listeners all over the world. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I hear you talking about what the minister was saying about the open, independence and different people's opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when this thing first started, I believe, I ain't saying me and you, like, we was a team. We didn't ever brainstorm together to agree with anything, but I was probably maybe saying what I think you were saying, like, when all that lockdown, like, we's adult and we need to be responsible, and it's all about personal responsibility.
Yeah.
And now they doing it. And I know the thing rising, just like in the United States and other parts of the world, it rising the more they open up. So somehow we got to learn to live with this stinking dirty disease
until
we can get over it. But what get my attention as a blind person listening to the news, because I listen to Guardian News, the best news in the Bahamas.
Thank you.
Man, you hit my attention when you talk about that woman. Every time I come on the news, I listen to the news. I try to catch it on news because the Guardian will let us know how these court cases, what you call it, let us know how these court cases going on and stuff like that, different from when they first reported it. And a follow-up, yes. And what I hear, I think they say Justice Bernard Turner. I say, Mary, I know Juan talking about something. I'm so thankful just now when either you read a text or you give your opinion about well, that's my opinion also. And I'll say it this way. I think they say the Justice Bernard Turner. I can't tell the judge what to do, and I need the respect, but I can humbly
disagree
with how he deals with the situation. Because that's like that. I don't know if you have to be a parent to understand it, but I'm a blind parent. And without being a parent, you could just imagine the torment, the craziness to be running through your mind if something like that happened to you. This is a person who did this, right? And then I hear you reading something just now, like, well, she had to say thanks or whatever. But let me tell you something. I'm not trying to be judgmental or whatever. I think it's a serious thing. I think, like, when people do things, then you must set the right example for people to understand the other rest of lunatics or the crazy people who thinking crazy. Don't try to, because if you try to, this could happen. Anyone could go there and come with the same with a good lawyer, I guess, and talk about, well, this happened or I was disturbing. But that's your business. You could come for
my brother, let me help you out, right? Here's why I don't understand how this sentence came about, right? While this lady was on bail for kidnapping several other boys, she tried to kidnap another boy. I'm telling you. Yes, I'm very serious. Yes, it was only because the boy's uncle was there that she was not able to abduct the child. She had the boy in the car. The uncle had to physically wrest the boy away from her. She has a problem.
Yes, they try.
I feel badly for her, but I don't know that she is. I think she's a threat to public safety.
But when I first heard a report and like the news back, like how she dealt with them the different times she picked them up, dropping them to the dump and all that, I say, is this a crazy business? What this message this woman trying to say? Is she saying that we ain't checking for our children? Is she saying there's garbage? What is she saying? The bottom line is that she have a problem. And listen to me. You can imagine, but we can give them the chance or give someone else a chance, if not her. to kill the children next. We done had a serious thing in Freeport a few years ago. My God, you both a set example. I mean, I wish no jail, no time for nobody. My God, what probation? 3 years probation, and if she do something wrong, she can spend another 2 months. Stop joking, man.
Yeah.
Set an example, man. Get the woman to... Look here, I hear they say they're doing a stay of with the thing with Wayne Monroe, with if your daddy's a behemoth.
Yeah.
I think the government need to step into this one. We don't like this as behemoths. We don't like this as the citizens of this country. The example, what was shown in the court, you could appeal that. Appeal that and send the right example. It ain't about that woman. I don't hate nobody. I don't know that woman.
I don't know her either, bro, but I'm saying.
Slap on the wrist, one.
Right. You can be kidnapping children and just, you know, no problem.
Yeah, but we need to make noise about that one. Find out what we need to do to agitate for the government to appeal that case. My God, you all people, you all hear what happened?
Appeal? They struck a deal with her?
Okay.
The prosecutor struck a deal with her attorney?
The plea bargain thing. See, this way vigilante justice come in. They gotta be careful what they do. It's never what you do. It's how you do things. Let me know. They gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Because that woman could, you could imagine her not, maybe change, and maybe she her problem is fixed now. But she could just miss and do something. People ain't gonna play with that.
Yeah, that's a problem. I don't know this lady. I feel badly that she has this issue, but I don't know that that is in the best interest of public safety. Okay, to give her probation, she says she hopes she won't be provoked into it again. If seeing a young boy provokes you to want to kidnap him, you're going to have a problem, because there's a lot of young boys out here. Anyway, you know, I know she's somebody's family member. I know. I get all that, right? And she's sick and that she needs help. I get that. I just don't know that letting her roam while she gets the help, because she has to go to get treatment at Sandilands, right? I just don't know that that makes sense to me. I don't know what the prosecutors were thinking, and I could just respectfully disagree with that, and the judge even countenancing that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Yes, no? Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, my brother. How's it going?
Yeah, you know, between you and Levon and Aaron, right, some of the smartest people wake the Guardian. You know, I appreciated you reading that statement from... off the web, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it shows that, you know, they're ready to eat up my flesh now, because they're saying I stopped the people from getting vaccinated, right? My last conversation with you and Mr. McCartney, I said I just caught a tetanus shot a couple of weeks ago, right?
Right.
Me and you was more or less leaning on the side of the Johnson & Johnson, right?
Right.
And so now you show me the oral vaccination or the nasal vaccination, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I should have a vaccination of my choice. Your first caller, He gave me some credence for knowing the science, but he's saying he's blaming me for being anti-vax. Man, they don't really understand the science. Well, it's hurtful to me, right? People who are ignorant about the science, and you have doctors who wouldn't take this mRNA vaccine, right, Mr. McCartney?
Yeah.
And so the text, who texted in and said they only follow the data from the UK? That's a brilliant place, and you know why? England is one of the only places that I've seen that are doing challenge studies, all right? So anyone, you just go and Google what it means. I don't have to... But, you know, Ms. McCartney, I could really appreciate what you're saying. And so the other day when I was talking, you had mentioned the monoclonal antibodies, you said I'd mentioned, and then the lady who worked mm-hmm. at Upstate, wherever, she called and gave credence to it, right?
Right.
Now, all of a sudden now you see the U.S. government is pausing distribution of monoclonal antibodies, BAM, lenivimab, and etivimab, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the high-risk patients and all that. So what happens is, what people don't understand is, you know, like how they say the tourists coming in, so you don't test the tourists. But if you, I agree with you with the rapid antigen consensus, because what happens is you could have them tested a few, like maybe 6 or 7 days later to ensure that they don't really have this virus. And so me and you have seen the breakthrough cases, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what people don't understand is, let's say it was with Ebola. Ebola was a hemorrhagic a disease. It was caused by Ebola virus. But what happens is, it attacks the immune system so quick that the immune system didn't have time to respond, so you didn't build up the antibodies, so they actually induced the antibodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so your body was able to catch up, and lots of people died, and they got these from convalescent kids. And so I'm vexed that they're saying I'm anti-vax when I receive vaccination throughout the years. I explained to you the difference between the mRNA vaccines and the recombinant vaccines. Mm-hmm. Me personally, right?
Yep.
The government would do good if they could outsource the vaccine paradigm. And so what happens is private doctors say, who I trust, right? And so they could have people come in and verify, but I personally would not be taking the mRNA vaccination or any recombinant, maybe Johnson & Johnson after a while. But because my nephew has gotten it. My daughter had COVID. My niece just came out of quarantine from COVID in Bimini. And so I like the push for Dr. Sands as prime minister. Here's my reason. I think he's sincere. I think he has the mental capacity to do so. And he's sincere with everything from the situation with the nurses. I don't know who he is, but I like the Dr. Sands. That's what it is. It's not because who he is, how he's acted. The same thing with you. I'm drawn to you because of your intellect and your critical thinking, my brother. Nothing to do with me, 52. And so ignorance is our greatest enemy, Mr. McCartney. All right? And so it hurts me for people to be blaming me, for people being anti-vax. Why don't you blame the internet and all the disinformation and misinformation and disparity in the information? Why don't you blame Dr. Fauci for saying wear masks and don't wear masks and then lying to us? You know, you know what is sickening to me, Mr. McCartney? We don't enlighten ourselves. So I would like for you to do me a favor before the week, next week, whenever. Off of the CDC website, the article from the New York Times and some others about the real transmission dynamics. And so I'm considering, why is it that we are not doing our own neutralizing assay to see if these antibodies in convalescent patients are neutralizing these new variants, when there's studies online on tracking that natural antibodies are neutralizing 23 variants? I've also said on the radio that our ants, they mutate, germinate, proliferate in the germline center, the upper lymphatic system. These are facts. 52 is not smart enough to do these studies. 52 is reading and could understand. They're hating me for that, for speaking the truth. So obviously George Orwell paradigm is coming into existence. You know, and it's making me sick. This level of ignorance, the brother of your first caller, he tried to big me up, but he's still blaming me. But in his ignorance, I forgive him about what he speaks about. All he's doing is running with the information he's being given, like a sheep who don't think too deep, and criticize the situation. All of a sudden, said,
right. I got to go F-52, man. You know, you're kind of going on and on about it. You know, I understand. I disagree with you. You disagree with him. Fair enough. Someone sent me a chart. Let's see. It says, efficacy at preventing and efficacy at preventing infection. Oh, okay. And this is AstraZeneca. So someone's asked me what I took. I took AstraZeneca. So is 74%. According to this, this AstraZeneca is 74% preventing the alpha variant B117. That's alpha, right? Yeah, the alpha variant that we have most commonly. And it is 52% effective at preventing infection. Efficacy at preventing the B1617.2, that's the Delta variant, 53%. Efficacy of the Delta variant, 47%. So there you go. See, it does help prevent infection. Pretty good. That's better than your average flu vaccine. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Calico is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Alico and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAlico.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Alico is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAlico.com, that's ShopAlligo.com, to list your business for free today.
The sourdough Orlando King is back at Burger King Nassau. This fan favorite features 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with thick-cut smoked bacon, 4 slices of melted American cheese, ketchup, and creamy mayonnaise, all on toasted sourdough slices. Get your sourdough sandwich as a single or a double and add ice-cold Pepsi and fries or onion rings for a perfect way to fill your day. The flame-grilled Sourdough King is only here for a limited time and only available at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Are you ready for effortless hurricane protection?
Then you need to get to know LA Impact Windows and Doors. Forget the plywood and get the lowest and affordable prices on hurricane windows and doors for all your residential and commercial projects. You can feel safe and secure with LA Impact Windows and Doors. Located in the Southland Shopping Center, East Street South, LA Impact Windows and Doors, impacting your views. Call 322-3667 or 829-7822.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolutionary Guardian Radio. We got to do a text message. We can't do any more phone calls because we're running out of time here. It says, I don't know why I'll provoke this man, you know. It says, Juan, for God's sake, tough 52, let it go. Let it bloody go. I'm always tired of 52. I was trying to make himself look smart and right. Let it go. This says our black ancestors used to drink prepubescent boys' urine for female issues. My guess is this child stealing has something to do with that. That's the first time I've ever heard that. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. This says, F&M mount up regulator. It says, if you keep chanting these ancient names, you're going to open up a portal to hell. What ancient name? Did I? Y'all are getting wild, man. Y'all are getting wild. I ain't repeat no ancient name. When I find that exercising, taking your vitamins, eating and drinking bitter herbs has kept me and my wife after being tested positive with little to no side effects. Oh, okay. One, doctors need to educate people on boosting their own immune system, which is better a natural way. Vitamin C, B, D, and zinc with little to no effect when coming in contact with the COVID virus. It says, Sands becomes PM and the Bahamas will have a 360. Absolute nonsense. This thinking has our country screwed from after 97 election when we think a personality changes the nation. Well, leadership changes the nation, though. There's no denying that. All right? And I again, if Dwayne Sands were running for prime minister, I would have on a red shirt and I would be knocking on doors and registering people to vote. I would be picking them up to go to the polls because leadership can change a country. All right? Certainly. That's been demonstrated with Pinling, with Ingram. All right? And you could have leadership that breeds disarray. Like Christie. Homeboy right now. This says, Juan, if it was a man kidnapped the four boys, the judge's ruling would have been far worse. Yeah, I mean, I believe that. I don't know that. I think it's the prosecutor. I don't know what was going through their head. I'd have to look at that. You kidnapped children. Right? Well, how do you get slide from that? Imagine if I picked up somebody's child. It took him around for hours. I don't know what you did with him, right? You don't know what I did with him. Drop him off somewhere, and the police catch me at it numerous times, charge me with it. Then when I'm on bail, I try to kidnap another child. And they go, well, let's just see what happens. You go on probation. I couldn't imagine it. Just. Says, hey, Juan, if you say critiques help to make you a better person, then why are you taking a menace-like posture to critiques? If you respond to the critics the way you do, then why should others respond differently? Well, here's why I respond the way I do. Because I know what I'm talking about, all right? And these people don't know what they're talking about. That's why so if you critique me and you know what you're talking about and you can help me with something, then fine. But if you're telling me stupidity, like the PLP is paying you and all this stuff like that, then you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And therefore, I reject it most harshly. It says, McCartney, I hope you see now how the law is more favorable toward women than men in this country. I guarantee that a man would not have gotten probation. Where's the public outcry here? They should have made an example out of her so others would not dare try this foolishness. He says, good afternoon, Juan. Which vaccine did you take? AstraZeneca. Juan, you said it, man. The key word, provoke. So what provoked her in the first place, and what could possibly provoke her again? Juan, I'm not learned, but a plea deal should be locked up in Sandilands and after 3 years check her mental state. We say that COVID cases spike because of us Bahamians, but how do we verify this without data and analytics? Love the convo on COVID treatments. Thank you. This says, explaining why the Delta variant is more infectious than the original COVID-19 is admitting what the skeptics were saying from last year, which is not everyone will get infected with the virus, even if they come into contact with the virus. Yeah. I mean, look. The Bahamas has, and by no means am I saying this is a great thing, you've got a 98% survival rate with COVID-19, and that's not to minimize 274 people who've died. There's a 98% survival rate. Yes, there are long-hauler effects that you do need to be careful of. Children have only accounted, as far as I'm aware, for 109 of the cases out of the more than 13,000 that we've had. So we know certain things now, that COVID-19 is dangerous, yes, that vaccination can help you with getting sick, and according to the latest data someone just sent me, can greatly reduce your risk of even infection of the alpha and the alpha, the beta, and the delta variant. They got something called lambda now. I don't even know what that's about. Right? But also, we know that COVID-19 is something that we can manage and live with. All right? It says, Juan, that woman probably had Fred Smith or Wayne Monroe for her attorney. I don't know if that. No, it was Ewell Smith or something. Another one. 52. Oh, Lord, y'all leave this man alone. This says, McCartney, do you know that the Indian Bar Association has initiated a lawsuit against the CDC or WHO chief for dis or misinformation on ivermectin as a panacea for COVID too? Please read the article on outdoor transmission that 52 mentioned. Yeah, I mean, ivermectin can be helpful, as we said about the treatments.
Now, I don't know why they're backing away from it in the U.S. It says Dr. Fauci is a medical mercenary. He diverted gain-of-function funding to the lab in Wuhan, undermining U.S. federal policy. Also, he lied to Congress as a federal crime. I saw that thing with Fauci and Rand Paul, man. Fauci. I didn't know Fauci could get scrappy like that. They look like they're about to come to blows. But Fauci's saying that that's not what happened. It says, have you heard of any numbers on reinfections? Person who've had COVID and caught COVID again, possibly in another variant. If your immune system is optimal and you've required antibodies naturally, what's the rush to get vaccinated? I don't know specific numbers on reinfections. I know it's possible, but I don't know numbers here. Y'all are killing me with these texts. I don't know anything about drinking urine, okay? This is not a road that I want to travel down. Please. This says, bro, all who've taken the COVID-19 vaccines, they didn't tell you, but your heart is now damaged. Okay. Why you won't speak that on me? Just ask Dr. Sands, he'll tell you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm into all the pee talk. Y'all seem to be into it. I really with it. So this is the best leader for the FNM from the current batch in the House of Assembly would be Michael Pintard. He has temperament, intellect, appeal to the five generations voting, and understanding of need for reaching across the aisle for consensus to get things done to move Obama's for it. Michael Pintard, he's got some good leadership qualities, sure. What y'all? Wait. At some point, you know, they're going to take the internet away from us, you know. At some point. Because I was watching this comedian, this Chinese-American comedian. He was like, in 20 years, we're going to look back and go, we really used to let people go on Facebook and say anything they want. We used to, you know, like how you used to let pregnant women smoke. Like, that's, y'all, they can take the internet away from y'all. You know, you're misusing it. You're misusing it. This is not what it was intended for. It says, Mayo and pericarditis in young vaccinated in USA. Yeah, that's, I ain't with the vaccinating adjourn. And now y'all talking is 12 and over. Y'all give it to y'all kids. It ain't gonna work for me. It says, good evening, one. This ruling in the kidnapping case is a prime example of why we'll never see a woman being hung in the Bahamas. I mean, I don't want to see anybody hung, but I'm saying that's just, to me, that's wild that she's just, you know, okay, go ahead, you kidnap people, it's all good. It says, hi, the virus will be like the satellite business. You'll always need a new box or chip to get by. Yeah. When they hit me with the Johnson & Johnson booster shot thing, I was like, all right, well, He says the police would beat the tar out of you for kidnapping. I don't know that I'd make it to court if I kidnap somebody. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Seek help. Seek help about these urine issues. I can't help you with them. Seek help elsewhere. All right? Okay. We gotta go. But we'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. All right, you guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.